At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Paul from Seattle is. Paul, are you there?
I'm there.
What's up, Paul? All right, Steve, Paul's ready to rock it, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Those who might be playing along at home, Paul has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many are in a baker's dozen?
That'd be 13.
Correct. In what mid-80s year was The Karate Kid released?
1982, 3-4.
No, 4, yes. Libya is part of what continent?
Africa.
Yes. In a deck of cards, which suit of king holds an axe?
Which suit of kings hold an axe? Pass.
Which Midwestern state is known as the Land of Lincoln?
That'd be Washington, D.C.
No.
Delaware.
No.
Connecticut.
No. Kill, ace, and libero are all terms used in what sport?
Fencing.
No.
Pass.
It is considered faux pas to wear white after what holiday?
Ooh. Pass.
How many planets have more than one moon?
3, 4, 5. 5,
yes. And with that, you got 4 correct.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not the worst, though. It's all about perspective.
Not good.
Perspective.
Okay.
Steve, are you having some brain food?
Yeah.
What, do you have a little snacky?
I decided to eat something just as I'm walking back in the room. I'm like, what am I doing?
Well, what is
it? Stupid. It's a peanut butter and jelly protein bar. Two bar. Only the finest.
Wow. Are you ready?
Well, apparently not.
Don't choke.
Yeah, right?
Okie dokie.
How many is in a baker's dozen?
13.
Correct. In what mid-80s year was The Karate Kid released?
84.
Yes. Libya is part of what continent?
Europe.
No.
Asia.
No.
South America.
No. In a deck of cards, which suit of king holds an axe?
Hearts.
No.
Aces.
No.
Spades.
No. Which Midwest state is known as the Land of Lincoln?
Which Midwest state? Ohio.
No.
Illinois.
Yes. Kill, ace, and libero are all terms used in what sport?
Tennis.
No.
Oh. Golf.
No.
Kill, ace, and libero. Archery?
No. It is considered a faux pas to wear white after what holiday?
Labor Day.
Yes. How many planets have more than one moon?
That would be two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
No. Which band had the albums Evil Empire and the Battle of Los Angeles? Yes. Which New England city was the first to have a subway system in the U.S.?
Boston.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win, 6-4.
Let's go.
Sorry, Paul.
Oh, too much pressure.
Well, next time you'll beat me.
And not enough protein bars.
Our friend Paul, he knew that Libya is part of Africa.
I always guess Africa. The one time I don't, I'm an idiot.
The deck of cards, in a deck of cards, the suit of king that holds the axe is the king of diamonds.
Okay.
Don't want to mess with the king of diamonds. Kill, ace, and libero are all terms used in volleyball. And our friend Paul also guessed correctly that there are 5 planets that have more than one moon.
All right.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
Thank you, Taryn.
The Daily Migs Show.
We put together this limited edition Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving shirt thanks to the help of a rockaholic who designed the fabulous graphic, which is Danny eating a turkey leg,
yep.
Myself dancing on, I believe, a pumpkin pie, and Steve Migs, you are juggling a football and a pumpkin.
It's very accurate. That's exactly what we do during Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's stupid, but it's for a great cause.
It is for a fantastic cause because proceeds will benefit the Washington State Food Coalition, so you can go and get yourself one in the rock shop right now while supplies last at KISW.com. Lately, you guys, my son Barrett has become increasingly obsessed with sharks. So we had the opportunity to go to the aquarium yesterday to go and take a look at what they've got going on there.
Before we hear how Barrett enjoyed the aquarium, so are you making him watch Jaws or something like that?
No.
Like, what? How did he even, is it baby shark? Like, what is the, how did he get hooked on sharks?
The library at school.
Oh, okay.
Because they've got all these shark books available. So then when it's
propaganda.
Been, when it's come time for things like the book fair, he's getting books about two things, sharks and the Titanic.
Well, have you had him watch either of those films?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. But we went to the aquarium and he was so fired up to go and see sharks, and they have the new ocean pavilion open now where there are some sharks.
Yes.
So from the moment that we walked in, that was all he could talk about. But I did get a little bit of a review from him.
Barrett, where did we just go exploring today?
The aquarium.
Yeah, and what was the best part about the aquarium?
Seeing the sharks and the boats.
And the boats?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say seeing mom spend a ridiculous amount of money to take me to the aquarium. Can we guess?
Yeah, sure.
So just two of you?
Two of us.
Can we count parking as well?
And you count the gift shop?
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm going 180.
I'll go 145.
It was about 125.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like you act like you got to go for free.
They're practically giving it away.
What was the part that you didn't like about the aquarium?
None of the parts.
You loved it all?
Except that it took... The part I didn't like, I took a long time to find the parking spot.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. That was me at the Kraken game last night as well. Finding parking sucks.
Spoken like a true Seattle suburb liver.
Yes. And funny enough, that was my least favorite part, too.
He ended up going on a rant about how this is why I don't go to Seattle. Bunch of homeless people and expensive parking.
Exactly.
Oh, to find a parking spot. Yeah, that was definitely the worst part for me, too. What toy did you get from the toy shop?
What do you think, Danny?
Ooh, I'm going to go with some kind of shark stuffy.
Like a hammerhead shark?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
A snapper shark?
Pretty cool.
All right, yeah, sharks.
It's the little gripper thing, you know, where it chomps at the end. It's like a grabber gripper thing. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That was what it was. But it was only like $13, so that was fairly inexpensive on the entire
so
day.
The aquarium is so expensive that if something is like under $20, you're like, oh, this is like free.
Right? I was like, let's get two. But here's the best part, though. So he's so obsessed with sharks right now that when we walked in, they tell you budget about 2 hours for this visit, 2 or so hours. The moment we walked in, he's like, where are these sharks? And I'm like, buddy, we're going to go over here to the touch pools. Okay, cool. I touched the thing. Where's the sharks? I'm like, okay, well, let's go over here and look at the jellyfish. Okay, cool. I saw the jellyfish. Where are the sharks?
So he was just pleasing you. Like, he was just appeasing you to, like, okay, I'll touch a starfish. Okay, yes. I'll do this. Okay, I'll look at the sea otters.
Were we went to the otter. The otters were out. The seals were out. Everything was out. And Barrett could give an F. He was just so hell-bent on seeing these damn sharks.
And I will say that the Seattle Aquarium is severely lacking in sharks. There's, like, two, like, in the entire aquarium.
Danny, his level of disappointment when he saw, like, maybe three sharks was... It was glaringly obvious.
I was like, we're in Seattle. Like, there should be a whole shark exhibit. When I first moved here, I speak from an aquarium membership holder, okay? Ooh. And, you know, at that point, I'm like, what are we doing, guys? Like, there's more sharks in Albuquerque.
I had no problem with the amount of sharks that I saw at the aquarium. I was more disappointed that the sea otters weren't out when we went.
Oh, they were very cute yesterday.
We saw like
Steve.
Three or four sharks. I was like, I don't need to see any more sharks than that. I wasn't expecting like, okay, I need 30 sharks.
I think Barrett was expecting to see about 30 sharks. They were rehabbing this one leopard shark though that was pretty cool in one of the little medical pools. So that was pretty neat. But I could just tell he was like, where are the rest of the sharks?
What about stingrays? Do you like the stingrays?
I mean, I was excited about them. I'm like, look, they look like they're smiling. They're so cute underneath.
And they're massive.
They're huge. But
yeah. Jellyfish exhibit.
I thought it was great. Yeah. Barrett was like, where's more sharks, please? But we had a blast. It was
so fun.
Well,
I think then maybe you should let him watch Jaws and see how he feels about sharks after that.
Or Shark Tank,
yeah.
Great ideas, guys.
The Daily Mix Show.
A bunch of rock stars paid tribute to the late John Lennon recently, and then many online ended up goofing on those rock stars for being old and drunk. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Back on October 9th, the late, great John Lennon would have turned 85 years old. Sammy Hagar ended up sharing a video on Instagram where he and some of his rock star buddies were singing Imagine to honor John Lennon, and the video went viral. And in this video, it's of course Sammy, former Van Halen bassist Michael Anthony, Anthrax's Joey Belladonna, drummer Kerry Aronoff, Bon Jovi guitarist Phil X, and Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains.
What a motley crew. Have you seen the picture of it? They're all just kind of huddled around, clearly like in a green room or in a dressing room. And Jerry Cantrell's rocking the John Lennon iconic t-shirt, the one that just says New York City on it.
Oh, so what a cool performance you would think, right? Here we go.
Three, four. You might say I I'm a dreamer.
We should check with your son and see what he thinks about it.
What the f***?
And your husband?
As you can imagine, Steve Miggs, many people felt compelled to voice their opinions on that performance, so we have to go straight to the comments.
We've had a bunch of comments. They start off very positive, and then you'll see as we go along, then you start getting some true thoughts coming out from some random people on social media, because not everybody was feeling it. Some would say they did not nail it. And we figured, who better to read these comments than
John Lennon.
Yes. So robot John Lennon from the grave has decided to read these comments about these rock stars singing Imagine. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yes.
Happy heavenly 85th birthday, John Lennon. One of the best songs ever written, in my opinion. Beautiful, guys.
I mean, would you consider it one of the best songs ever written?
Without question.
Yeah, I could live without it.
Oh,
I've never been a fan of Imagine.
Oh, my God. Steve, what is the matter with you?
Danny, are you a big fan of Imagine? I like it when Gail Godot and all those celebrities did it. That was really good.
Oh, really good.
No.
I heard it. I actually only first heard that song about 6 months ago.
That's it?
Yeah, because even when the celebrities did it during the pandemic, it was like, what is this trash? So I went
back
and listened.
Watch your mouth. They brought the world together.
I went and listened.
It did bring the world together. And 6 years ago, Danny, are you an alien?
No, 6 months ago.
Oh, 6 months.
Yeah, geez, Taryn.
I heard about 6 months ago.
I actually heard the real version, and it was just like,
oh.
I don't hate it. It's just I've never been a big Beatles guy, so it never hit me in the way that some people it hits.
I am a big Beatles guy.
There are just no words for how beautiful this is. Love this.
The original or that version?
I think maybe that version.
What senior living facility is this? Bunch of old farts.
Okay, now we're starting to get to some people's true feelings about this performance.
It doesn't matter how old they are, they're having fun.
And they look all a little bit older.
Yeah.
That's okay. Old people should be able to drink and have fun.
And be on Instagram.
Don't mean to be knocking you, but you all sound like a bunch of drunks.
Okay, I think they were. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Sammy Hagar, Mas Tequila.
They're going to raise a glass to John Lennon, of course.
And Michael Anthony, who's, he's been known to have... Didn't he have a bass guitar that looked like a bottle of, I think, Jack Daniels, if I remember correctly?
Party, party.
Yeah.
Jerry, run. Run far away from these drunk old f***s.
Okay, now we're worried about Jerry Cantrell. Jerry looked like he was having a good time.
Yeah.
Imagine being in a room with rock royalty like that, singing an iconic song by one of the greatest songwriters of all time, and it sounding that shitty.
I mean, they did crush it when it comes to that.
I'm like, how many part harmonies is this?
I know some people were bringing up the fact that Michael Anthony, at least, was still doing some good backing vocals like he used to do for Van Halen.
Imagine if they would have been cut off. Take the booze and Instagram away from Sammy.
Nah, it's too late.
Some people get better when they drink, though. You know what I mean? Like, better at bowling, better at karaoke. So maybe they were just trying to...
Would you say that was them at their best?
No.
You guys need to hit the strip club.
Well, I mean, that applies to everything in life. Not just John Lennon's covers.
Well, that's 45 seconds I'll never get back. My drunk grandpa can sing that song better than them, and he doesn't even speak English, eh?
I am kind of curious, did they do a full recording or did they just do that 45 seconds? They're like, good enough.
I think it was just something that they realized it was John Lennon's birthday. And they're like, you know what? Let's have another shot of tequila, maybe four more shots of tequila, and then get together on Sammy's Instagram and post the video.
And a one and a two.
I hope they do more of these.
I will watch.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unwrapped an Acoustic Holiday is the very first of its kind, Rockaholics, and we hope to see you there. It's going down on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett, and we have Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, all playing acoustic.
Do you think we could get all of them drunk in the room and sing John Lennon's Imagine?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Get your tickets at KISW.com and meet us there. There is just no way that we would let you out into the world today without a few nuggets from the world of pop culture. We're going to help out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending next? Let's go.
Last night was a very emotional one for Jimmy Kimmel. His childhood friend, the show's band leader, Cleto Escobedo III, died yesterday, and he was only 59 years old.
I did not know that they had a connection for as long as they did, because I heard the story. I was like, oh, that's so sad. And then I watched Jimmy's monologue, which I typically do, and it was heavy.
And this is what it sounded like.
We've been on the air for almost 23 years.
And I say it's heavy and it's tough. Like, there's some emotional parts, but it is such a... It's a must-watch, in my opinion. It's such a great tribute to a person. And Jimmy does take you through a lot of emotional roller coaster throughout it. But it is such a cool tribute to his friend.
And I've had to do some hard monologues along the way. But this will... this one's the hardest because late last night, early this morning, we lost someone very special who was much too young to go. And I'd like to tell you about him, if you don't mind. His name is Cleto, but we all called him Junior.
And they did joke about how, like, he was called Junior, even though he was the third. And then a great story about his dad. A dad was probably apparently a really accomplished musician, but then quit his musician lifestyle because it was taking him away from his family and wanted to be a good dad. And then full circle, when Jimmy started the show and the band, and he got his buddy Cleto to be a part of it, and then also got Cleto's dad to be in the band as well.
So cool.
And so his dad was, you know, he's still part of the band. His mom is there as well. It's like a full family affair. And it's just like, you could tell, like, this was more than just his coworker passing. This was like a lifelong friend. And even talked about how, like, you know, at one point Cleto was a bigger star because apparently Cleto went on tour with Paul Abdul.
Yes.
Okay, you knew that?
Yes, I did know that.
I didn't know any of this stuff, but I learned a lot about Cleto. And it was this, I thought, was one of the more powerful parts where he just talks about how good of a guy Cleto was when, like, you know, at one point he was the big star of the friendship. And then eventually Jimmy kind of became the big star.
Cleto was the leader growing up. I was the sidekick. He was the star. Cleto played saxophone. I played clarinet. That's kind of all you need to know about him. When I was a local DJ at a junky little radio station in Palm Springs, Cleto was on stage playing to 20,000 people. And then a few years went by and our roles reversed. It was my show. My name was on everything. I was all of a sudden the star. And a lot of people who have a huge amount of talent would have a problem with that. Cleto never did. Not a twinge of jealousy, envy, passive aggressiveness. None of that ever. The opposite. He was proud of me. He loved me. He loved seeing all of this happen. He loved being a part of it.
Imagine being in the audience. So, like, you don't know what you're about to walk in on. And then you just get hit with, like, this emotional bomb.
It's unexpected for sure.
Yeah. And Jimmy did wrap it up with a message that's going to make everybody want to, like, contact their friend today.
Cherish your friends. We're not here forever. Thank you for indulging me. We're going to take the next couple of nights off. But I wanted to be here tonight to tell you about my friend. And also, Cleto loved Eddie Murphy a lot. And I don't think he would have wanted us to miss this. So we will be right back with Eddie Murphy.
And now imagine being Eddie Murphy. Like, what do you do?
Oh, my gosh. Well, and apparently when Jimmy Kimmel was first getting his show, he was like, there's no way these people are going to let me have the band leader be my childhood friend that I've known since I was 9 years old. And so he took them to go see Cleto's band, and they were like, all right, that's the guy. Like, he was that good.
That's so cool. Do you have a friend like that? Like, not a saxophone player, but like, because you hear his story, and I think about my buddy Chris I grew up with in New York, and, like, I don't get to see very often anymore. We stay close to social media, sadly, that's the way we stay connected. But when my pops passed away, he was there to make sure, because, like, my dad was like his second dad. His dad was like my second dad. And it was like, you know, it instantly, I think that's why it hit me as hard as it did, because I feel like we all have that childhood friend that you grew up with.
Totally. I mean, there's a group of four of us that still stay in touch, and we've been friends since we were in first grade. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of friends that I've been buddies with for that many years.
That's
it's
crazy.
Like 35 years almost. It's crazy.
And it's like one of those kind of friendships where, like, you don't have to see them. And then when you do, it's like almost like as if, like, nothing's changed. Like, I remember when I saw my buddy Chris, I was like, you want to go prank my mom in the other room? Like, call her up and make fun of her and then see how she gets mad at us? Because that's usually what we do.
Keep doing it.
And Danny, I know, like, your, like, childhood friend was just in town.
Yeah, his name's Chris also. Not the same one.
Wouldn't that be funny if we both had the same friend and we didn't know it?
Yeah, I know. But he's same. We were friends since sixth grade. We played in many bands together. And we, you know, it was one of those, like, we lost track or, like, lost contact along the way different times. But all the time, we would, like, always find our way back to each other. And so, like, we go years without seeing each other. And he flies up and it's awesome.
What was the coolest band name you ever had?
New Car Smell, of course.
New Car Smell.
Actually, maybe, you know what? Actually, maybe Active Rage with a K. Oh.
It took me a half a second to figure out where the K went. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rage with a K?
Rage?
How would you like to be? Steve, he has 353 wins under his belt, 123 losses, 100 ties in 2025, currently experiencing active rage with a K.
I have to say, if you lose to me, you should be embarrassed.
We're going to play Beat Migs at 8:50.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.